Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 4. The title of the chapter is The Appearance of Sri Narada. Text number 28-29.
Dhridavratena hi maya, dhridavratena hi maya, chandamsi guravognaya, chandamsi guravognaya, manita nirgalikena, grahitam shanushasanam, Bharata vyapadeshena hi amanyartascha pradishita hi amanyartascha pradishita drishyate yatra dharmadi sri sudradivir api utha dridavratena hi maya chandamsi guravognaya Manita nirgalikena grihitam shanushasana bharata vyapadeshena ki amanyartascha pradishita drishyate yatra dharmadi shri sudradivir api uta Dhridavratena hi maya, chandamsi guravognaya, manita nirgalikena, grihitam chanushasana, bharata vyapadeshena, ki amanyartascha pradishita, Drishyate yatra dharmadi Shri sutradivir api uta
Dhridavratena Under a strict disciplinary vow He certainly Maya By me Chandamsi The Vedic hymns Guravaha The spiritual masters, Agnayaha, the sacrificial fire, Manitaha, properly worship, Nirvyalikena, without pretense, Grihitam, Grihitam cha, also accepted, Anushasanam, traditional discipline, Bharata, the Mahabharata, Vyapadeshena, by compilation of, he, certainly, Amanya Artha, import of disciplic succession, cha, and Pradishthita, properly explained, Drishyate, by what is necessary, Yatra, where Dharma Adi, the path of religion, Sri Sudra Adibi Api, Sri Sudra Adibi, even by woman, Sudra, etc. Uta, spoken. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. I have, under strict disciplinary vows, unpretentiously worshipped the Vedas, the spiritual master, and the altar of sacrifice. I have also abided by the rulings and have shown the import of the disciplic succession through the explanation of the Mahabharata, by which even women, Sudras, and others, friends of the twice born, can see the path of religion. Translation responsively. I have, under the disciplinary, strict disciplinary vows, unpretentiously worship the Vedas, the spiritual master and the altar of sacrifice. I have also abided by the rulings and have shown the import of the disciplic succession through the explanation of the Mahabharata, by which even women, Sudras and others, friends of the twice born, can see the path of religion. Quoted by Srila Prabhupada. No one can understand the import of the Vedas without having undergone a strict disciplinary vow and disciplic succession. The Vedas, spiritual masters and sacrificial fire must be worshipped by the desiring candidate. All these intricacies of Vedic knowledge are systematically presented in the Mahabharata for the understanding of the woman class, the laborer class, and the unqualified members of the Brahmana, Kshatriya, or Vaishya families. In this age, the Mahabharata is more essential than the original Vedas.
దృఢవ్రతేన హి మయా ఛందాంసి గురవోగ్నయ మానిత నిర్వలీకేన గృహితం చానుశాసనం భరత ఏవ భరత వ్యపదేశేన హి అమన్యార్థశ్చ ప్రదిష్టిత దృశ్యతే యత్ర ధర్మాది శ్రీ శూద్రాదిభిర్ అపి ఉత.
I have under the strict disciplinary vows unpretentiously worshipped the Vedas, the spiritual master and the altar of sacrifice. I have also abided by the rulings and have shown the import of disciplic succession through the explanation of the Mahabharata, by which even women, Sudras and others, friends of the twice born, can see the path of religion. So in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are discussing about Vyasadeva's despondency. He is feeling unsatisfied because of because he is going to explain in the next few verses why Vyasadeva is unsatisfied. Even though he has compiled he divided all the Vedas, one Veda into four, and then he compiled all the Upanishad, Vedanta Sutra, all the Puranas. Having done all this, still he was feeling some kind of dissatisfaction, some kind of happy. This is like a Srimad Bhagavatam said, Yenatma Suprasidati. The Atma has to be happy. So the Atma is not happy. Externally so many things will happen. Still the unhappiness is there. So that is what Vyasadeva could feel, that having compiled all these things, still there is an element of unhappiness or element of dissatisfaction there. He was not completely satisfied. Whatever Vyasadeva did, there is nothing wrong in that. Actually, he has presented a systematic way of attaining perfection. There is nothing wrong in that. So it says in the Shastra, Janmana Jayate Sudra Samskarat Bhave Dvija Veda Patat Bhave Vibra Vipra Brahma Janati Iti Brahmana. In Kali Yuga, what is happening is everybody is born a Sudra only. Janmana Jayate Sudra. Because sometimes we think we are born in the Brahmin family, this family, that family. But in Kali Yuga, there is nothing like a Brahmin family. Everybody Janmana Jayate Sudra Samskarat Bhave Dvija. Samskara, because this samskara is needed. Because if the samskara is not there, then what happens is everybody is like what are samskaras? Samskaras are like even from the taking birth. Even before taking birth also samskara. Garbhadana samskara. So as soon as the child is born, there is some samskara. Namakarana, this one, that one. Even everything actually said that even the child is making this movement, that movement, that is also very samskara. And all the samskaras, what is happening? Lord Vishnu is worshipped and prasadam is distributed. So this is the whole idea. So this way, from the beginning, all the benefit of the association of Krishna, everything is given to the baby. So this is the way the child has to be brought up. So the Vedas are giving all this instruction. So what Vyasadeva has given is one sense is right. It's nothing wrong in that. But the problem is, the Vedas has a lot of sections. Like a Veda is a body of knowledge. Has everything.
Vedas has everything. There is practically, you name it, you have it actually. This is the type of thing. Veda is like a desire tree. You have everything in there. But the problem is when people go and look for something and then they stuck with something else. Like people, there is karma kanda. Vedas have a section called karma kanda. So the karma kanda gives very detailed explanation. You perform this yagya, this homa, this sacrifice, you will go to heavenly planets, enjoy the soma rasa, all these different prescriptions are there. And then you follow that and then that's it. You are there in the Indraloka, Chandraloka for eternally. That's it. After that you don't go back to the ultimate destination. So this is the problem. Vedas give everything. Srila Prabhupada explains in the Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, is very, very important, where Srila Prabhupada explains in the that sloka. I'll just read the little bit in the purport and the sloka also. Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nishtraigunya Bhavarjuna Nirdvanta Nitya Nitya Satvasto Niryoga Kshema Atmavan. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The Vedas deal mainly with the subject of three modes of material nature. O Arjuna, become transcendental to the three modes. Be free from all dualities and from all anxieties for gain and safety, and be established in the self. Purport. All material activities involve action and reaction in three modes of material nature. They are meant for fruitive results which cause bondage in the material world. The Vedas deal mostly with the fruitive activities to gradually elevate the general public from the field of sense gratification to a position of transcendental plane. So this is what Srila Prabhupada explained. The Vedas deal mainly with fruitive activities to gradually elevate the general public from the field of sense gratification to a position of transcendental plane. This is the purpose of the Vedas. But the problem is, the purpose of the Vedas is very, very clearly mentioned also by the Lord. What is the purpose of the Vedas? Sarvasya chaham pratisannivishto mataha smritir jnanam apohanamscha vedaischa sarvair ahameva vedyo vedantakrit vedavit eva chaham. That Krishna says in 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, text number 15, sarvasya chaham pratisannivishto, I am situated in everyone's heart. Mataha smritir jnanam apohanamscha, from me comes knowledge, forgetfulness and remembrance. Vedaischa sarvair ahameva vedyo. If you study, somebody has to study all the Vedas, what conclusion should they come to? Vedaischa sarvair ahameva vedyo. I am the only knower of the Vedas. All the Vedas, you study all the Vedas, all the Upanishads, all the Puranas, the conclusion one should come to, Lord Krishna is the supreme. Ahameva vedyo. Vedanta krit vedavit eva chaham. I am the knower and I am the compiler of the Vedas. This is Lord is saying. So this, the purpose of the Vedas is very, very clearly mentioned actually. There is no contradiction, no this thing. But the problem is, when we are applying the Vedic knowledge, we get into this type of situation. So that is why Srila Prabhupada explains, no one can understand the import of the Vedas without having undergone a strict disciplinary vow and disciplic succession. This is a disciplinary vow is needed. The disciple means discipline. Without a discipline, there is no disciple actually. That's why Prabhupada explains about the disciple means already some discipline has to be there. Otherwise, you know, like even for studying in the university, you can't tell that, okay, I will come my own time. I will come whatever I do and still I will get the degree. Will you get that? No. Even for studying something material subject, for that also you have to give the assignment, you have to give this one, give that one, all these different prescriptions, everything you have to follow, and then finally you have to get a degree. For that only you have to go through so much of struggle. You can't just say, I will read Vedas and I will just understand little bit here, little bit there, and no, it is not possible. That's also some disciplinary vows has to be there, and also we have to follow in the disciplic succession. Otherwise, the Vedas, very vast subject, people can very easily misunderstand or misinterpret. This is the biggest problem. Biggest problem. They can misunderstand and misinterpret also. Actually, Vedas are, animal killing is there mentioned in the Vedas. So they started animal killing as that is the main theme of Vedas. And then that's why Lord Buddha has to come. So he was completely dissatisfied with that, because they were using the name of Vedas, in the guise of Vedas, they wanted to, the animal killing they were doing. So Lord Buddha was very, very compassionate, and then so this Vedas, we can't blame Vedas because of that, the application of the Vedas. Sometimes, you know, like the fire is there, with the fire you can set fire to a house,
And in the fire you can cook also, nice prasadam. And you can do some reading also. If the light is not there, you can read. So you can't say, oh, fire is bad. No, fire is not bad. The application, the person who is using the fire, he doesn't know how to use the fire. He can use for a destructive purpose or he can use a constructive purpose. So same way, the Vedas are all the body of knowledge. And in the Vedas only, all the confidential devotional service also there. So you can't say Veda is itself is bad. Because the Vedas give all the confidential information about devotional service, how to surrender to the Lord. Everything is given in there. Actually, Srimad Bhagavad Gita is part of the Vedas. So this is that way. This is like a fifth Veda. So this is like that way. All the information is there. So we have to be like a Srila Prabhupada says sometimes this is a Hamsa. Hamsa is like what it will do. This is a swan. Swan will be, if you give milk and water, the swan has some special technique of extracting only milk out of that. Not they will leave the water. Actually here, I don't know, here there's not much of contamination. India most of the time now the water will be more and milk will be less actually. So that's in every house has to have one swan actually. At least as soon as the milkman comes, so put the swan there and immediately we'll know how much milk and how much water there. Here everything is a tetra pack and so there is no swan business here. But in India most of the time there is a joke actually, they'll say whether you add water to the milk or milk to the water actually. Normally they have got lot of water and add some milk to that. So the Vedas is like that. Everything is there, but we have to study systematically. And actually it is said that it's not very easy also. Because even if you study, there is a section of people who study Vedas, Vedic study, they do have to study 12 years actually. 12 years Vedic study only. And after doing 12 years, and not that, okay, you have completely understood everything. Only one section of the Vedas is studying that much. And you become a Ganapati, or you become a big Shastri, or you'll see, in India, especially in Uttar Pradesh and that area, Banaras, you'll have a Trivedi, Chaturvedi, Dvedi. Like all these names will be very, very Dvedi. Dvedi, what is the meaning? You should have studied two Vedas. They should have mastered that actually. That is Dvedi. Trivedi means you study three Vedas. Chaturvedi, a lot of names like Chaturvedi. So these names, not that just name only, sometimes it has become only family names only. Yeah, this Chaturvedi, this Dvedi, this Trivedi. Not like that, because you should have studied. And previously the ancestors studied. But now who is there to study? Now there is no Chaturvedi, no Dhruvedi. Is there any 6 months short Java course or something? 6 month course in testing so that I can get a job in somewhere. That is what nobody is interested. Like a 12 years course you do, and end of the day the job is also not guaranteed. Who is going to study the course actually? So that is what our situation is like. We want something crash course, like 6 months you study, you get some job, or even 1 month you study some course, you get some job. That is what people are want. And who is going to study all this detailed knowledge? Because this is. But again, we should not make fun. But it's like a Veda Mada. Veda has all the knowledge is there. But as a devotee, actually, sometimes people ask this question: why Srila Prabhupada has not translated Vedas? The Bhagavad Gita only you don't have time to read. And what are you going to read? Vedas and all the Puranas and Yidika. How much you can read actually? We don't have time. See, sometimes people challenge them your Prabhupada has not translated Vedas? Yeah. This is Veda only. This Vedanta Sara. Srimad Bhagavatam is Vedanta Sara. This Veda is Sarve Rahameva Vedyo. So this is like people think by just reading Vedas you can understand everything. No, nothing you can understand. 108 Upanishads are there. So what will you, because that is why all this Vedic knowledge is it has to be, here when it is mentioned, it has to be understood through a disciplinary vow and disciplic succession. They can explain. The Acharyas can explain. Actually, you think about this, the slokas are there. And now the purports are shrinking, two lines, three lines. It's very difficult. Actually, the Prabhupada's purport is not there, or the Prabhupada's purport is very, very small, then our life is very difficult, actually. So then when Prabhupada's purports, long purports are there, then we can at least happy. Okay, then you can keep, actually even one line of Prabhupada's purport you can read, and then keep on speaking about what Prabhupada says, actually. It's a protection for us, actually. And when we read Vedas without proper guidance, without proper understanding, then we may mislead, actually. This is Karmakanda people, they just stay in Karmakanda only, they don't go up.
But if they come in association with devotees, karma kanda becomes karma yoga, then jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, then it can go like that. But that association with the devotee is needed. Not just by I can sit at home. Because there are so many Vedic scholars are there. I heard in Germany people study Vedas actually. What do they study for Veda? Not to become a pure devotee of the Lord. There are Vedas, there is some mention about how to make atomic bomb, atom bomb, some nuclear weapon. So they are studying that very systematically. Because their aim is different. Because desire tree. This is like a one person, he was sitting under a desire tree. He was thinking, how about if I get some nice food to eat? Yeah, nice food is coming. And how about if I have a bed, I can sleep, everything. Then he was saying, how about if a tiger comes and then eats me? Then again, a tiger came and so this is like under a desire tree, you desire anything, it will come actually. So it is up to us what to desire. So here they are searching out in the scratching the Vedas to find out how to buy a nuclear weapon. That is not the purpose of the Vedas. Because find a nuclear weapon, Aswatthama knew the nuclear weapon even before that. You don't have to go and reinvent the wheel. It's already there. But Vedas are giving the knowledge by which you can go back to the spiritual world. Yadgatva na nivartante taddhama paramam mama. Krishna gives that formula by which we can come back to him. That formula is there in Vedas. That we have to catch. Not just any here and there, making this, making that. And there are Ayurveda, there are Dhanurveda, there. So many things are there. But our main interest is how to, that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the Vedas, there are only three things important. But does anyone remember what are the three things in the Vedas important? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says only three things we have to worry about in the Vedas, nothing else actually. The three things being Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojana. These three things are important in the Vedas. Other things are like superfluous. Like this, all the bells and whistles are there. But we are not interested in the bells and whistles. Because this Sambandha, the Sambandha is very important. This relationship. Who am I? Who is God? And what is my relationship with him? That is explained in Vedas. Sambandha Gyan. And then Abhideya. Abhideya is the process by which we understand, we apply the knowledge and then we realize that. And then Prayojana is the ultimate destination, like Krishna Prema. So these three things are the important things. Other things are not that critical for us. So again, Srila Prabhupada explains this, the next sloka only. Yavan artha udapane sarvatra sampulotake tavan sarveshu vedeshu brahmanasya vijanataha. This is text number 246. All purposes served by a small well can at once be served by a great reservoir of water. Similarly, all the purposes of the Vedas can be served to one who knows the purpose behind them. So this is again, I'll read. Similarly, all the purpose of the Vedas can be served to one who knows the purpose behind them. The purpose behind the Vedas had to be known. Veda is the survivor, because by reading Vedas, we have to come to the conclusion, Lord is the supreme and I have to surrender to him. And manmanabhava madbhakto madhyajimam namaskuru. We have to become a devotee of the Lord. That is the purpose of the Vedas. That is the purpose of Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise, you know, like we come to so many different conclusions. That's not the supported here. The Vedas, spiritual masters and sacrificial fire must be worshipped by the desiring candidate. So this is, again, Vyasadeva is thinking, I have done everything. This is like a Vyasadeva statement. I have under strict disciplinary vows, unpretentiously worshipped the Vedas. He's not like a making show like I am reciting Vedas. No, he was like unpretentiously worshipped the Vedas, the spiritual master and the altar of the sacrifice. Agnaya. So, all these intricacies of Vedic knowledge are systematically presented in Mahabharata. So, this is like a, Mahabharata is like a, giving all these things, whatever the information given in the Vedas is in the capsule form. Everything Srila Vyasadeva has put into Mahabharata actually, so that everybody can understand. Now you ask somebody, you have to go through all the Vedic study, it's not possible. So, but what is Mahabharata? Mahabharata is like there is some storyline is there. There is some philosophy also there. There is a lot of instructions also there. So it is not like a, it is very, very easy to assimilate actually. Even sometimes when we notice like a lot of devotees are helping, like they send stories.
See, by stories you can understand the moral easily. Just by just only the principle only you speak, then it's very difficult. Then stories are there, or analogies are there, all the allegorical stories are there in Srimad Bhagavatam to drive the point. Same way, Srimad Mahabharata. Mahabharata is, sometimes the people have this confusion. Mahabharata is, actually Srila Prabhupada is very heavy on this. He says, it's not a story, it's a historical fact, actually. Historical facts. Just like somebody says, you know, like there is one person called Aurangzeb, Akbar. So somebody says, is it a story? No, they are real people. People lived there and then they are the persons. Same way Arjuna was there and Yudhishthira Maharaj was there, Draupadi was there, Kunti Maharani was there. Everybody was there. This is a historical facts presented by Vyasadev. And why all these things are important? But Krishna is also there. Otherwise, Krishna without Mahabharata, this is like a Ram Rajya without Ram only. Because it's not, no, Mahabharata, the whole hero is Krishna. Because everything is revolving around Krishna only. Because that is why sometimes, you know, when we read Bhagavad Gita, we read so many things, you know, like family, dynasties, this, that, everything we read. It's not a waste of time. Because if we are reading, and because this is Krishna is there. Mataji sitting in chair. Mataji sitting in chair. Chair me. So, this is, that is why Krishna is there. Because Krishna is the center, that's why Mahabharata. So, Srila Prabhupada explained, all these intricacies of Vedic knowledge are systematically presented in the Mahabharata for the understanding of the woman class, the laborer class, and the unqualified members of the Brahmana, Kshatriya, or Vaishya families. So, this is, Lord also says, this is a devotional service. Nobody is barred, actually. Mamhi partha vyapasritya apisyu papayonayo Sri Sudra, Tepi Yanti Paramgat. They can also attain perfection. No problem. Nobody is barred, actually. Devotional service, even though the devotional service is very, very intricate, but nobody is barred. Everybody can participate in that. For that intention only, Vyasadeva has put all this thing into the Mahabharata. So, this is Mahabharata is very important, and Srila Prabhupada says here, the Mahabharata is more essential than the original Vedas. More essential. This Mahabharata is more essential than the original Vedas. Why it is more essential? Because it's all the purport of the Vedas, all the purport of the Vedic scriptures are there in the Mahabharata. But still Vyasadeva was feeling dissatisfaction because there the Narada Muni is going to, in the next few slokas he is going to explain, you directly glorify the Supreme Lord. Directly glorify. Not just Mahabharata is there. No doubt about that. This is Mahabharata is called the fifth Veda. It's called the fifth Veda. Panchama Veda. And again, it is Gita Upanishad is also part of that. So that way, it is everything is there in Mahabharata. Like if you look for social, politics, diplomacy, or you want to see the love, fight, everything is there. You find the whole this thing. Whatever I've not seen anything. Even today, you see the Mahabharata serial comes in the television. Okay, it's not, but there are a lot of things to learn from there. But even there, like every time you see, you never get bored actually. You see the Mahabharata serial maybe two times, three times, four times, five times. Especially the Bhishma Dev and Vidura, they are talking. There's so much philosophy there actually. The way Bhishma Dev talks, the way Vidura, so much of information there for us to learn actually. Even each and every line. Actually, Srila Prabhupada quotes Mahabharata everywhere actually. In the different sections of the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, he quotes that. So that way we have all the whole stock of knowledge, Vedic knowledge is given. But only devotees can understand this. Devotees will understand the crux. Yes, Mahabharata. For us, the Mahabharata main interesting thing is Gita Upanishad. We take Gita seriously. So that way, Vyasadeva presented that. Everything is there. There is nothing lacking in Mahabharata. But still, for the dissatisfaction is felt because the direct glorification of the Lord is not there. So that's why Srimad Bhagavatam says in the first chapter, like a second, sorry, first canto, second chapter, sixth verse. I'll just read the.
Savai pumsam paro dharmo yato bhaktir atokshaje ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasidati.
Translation. The supreme occupation, dharma for all humanity, is that by which men can attain to the loving devotional service and to the transcendent Lord. such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self. So this is what when the Atma will be satisfied, in this condition Atma will be satisfied. Unmotivated, uninterrupted, devotional service. Then that too is the thing which is going to satisfy the soul. Okay, that is not going to just happen just by Mahabharata only. Mahabharata will happen, but if you study Mahabharata, and even devotees have translated Mahabharata. But that, if you read that Mahabharata, you will understand the purport. Actually, Prabhupada is very merciful. Lord Krishna waited till 18th chapter, he says, Sarvadharman Parityajya, and then he gives this thing. But Krishna, Prabhupada is very merciful. In the first sloka only, he will say, you should surrender to Krishna. First, because Prabhupada knew that, okay, this fellow, whether he is going to come up to the 18th chapter and try to understand this, the final purport. Now, he is very, very merciful. He doesn't want that fellow to go away. So, first sloka, Dharma Kshetra, Kuru Kshetra only, he says, Krishna is the supreme, surrender to him there only. That way, like, the fellow has just taken the Bhagavad Gita in the hand, just read only once and the first sloka only, that he will also get the message. So here, Srila Prabhupada says in this purport, in this statement, Srila Sutta Goswami answers the first question of the sages of Naimisharanya. The sages asked him to to summarize the whole range of revealed scriptures and present the most essential part so that fallen people or people in general might easily take help. The Vedas prescribe two different types of occupation for the human being. So again, Prabhupada talks about the Vedas here. That's why this sloka we just picked up. The one is called the Pravritti Mark and the path of sense enjoyment, and the other is called Nivritti Mark or the path of renunciation. There are two paths are there, Pravritti Marga and Nivritti Marga. So, Prabhupada continues. One is called Pravritti Marga or the path of sense enjoyment, and the other is called Nivritti Marga or the path of renunciation. The path of enjoyment is inferior, and thus the path of sacrifice for the supreme cause is superior. Pravritti and Nivritti. Pravritti Marga is a gradual elevation, gradually, one by one. You become a brahmachari, you become a grahastha, you become a vanaprastha. This, slowly. But again, it will work. But the problem is, if you can directly become pure devotional service without, why you have to go through all this circus, you have to do this, and then, but that path is also there. So what Vedas are offering Nivritti Marga and Pravritti Marga, but what we take, that is important, because Pravritti Marga is also there. We'll just continue there. The path of enjoyment is inferior, and the path of sacrifice for the supreme cause is superior. The material existence of the living being is a diseased condition of actual life. Actual life is spiritual existence or Brahma-Bhuta existence, where life is eternal, blissful and full of knowledge. Material existence is temporary, illusory and full of miseries. There is no happiness at all. There is just the futile attempt to get rid of the miseries, and temporary cessation of misery is falsely called happiness. So the Vedas are offering that. Nivritti Marga, Pravritti Marga is there. But the intelligent person, he is, why should I go through all this struggle? Why is, because Karmakanda is saying, you go to heavenly planet, how long will I stay there? Chine punye mrityulogam vishanti. When the punya stock is over, you have to come back. So why should I do that? When I go to a place, I will stay only temporarily and come here. Who would do that? So anybody comes here, I will remain as a temporary visa only. No, nobody will want to become a permanent resident. Everybody will become a citizen, a possible citizen also better. Okay, why to remain as a... So they want something permanent situation. The Atma's hankering is like that only. So Vedas are offering that. So here, Srila Prabhupada, that's why he's explained, the Mahabharata is more essential than the Vedas, because in that sense, Gita is presented. The Vedas, we don't have the time to go and read all the Vedic conclusions. And even have you understood all the Vedic conclusion? We know the Krishna pastime, the yagic brahmana. They understood Vedas very nicely. But when Krishna came, I'm hungry, give me something. No, we are doing Vedic sacrifice. What is the purpose of your Vedic sacrifice? You are doing Vedic sacrifice to please Krishna. The self-same Krishna is standing before you. Give me the food, I'm going to eat. No, I'm going to offer. So this is the term. Sometimes we get misled. Sometimes we understand Vedas, we try to understand Vedas, and then without, again, don't think that Vedas are wrong, because Vedas misunderstand. But when we read Vedas under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master and under the disciplinary vows, then we are protected. Especially when we read, even Srimad Bhagavatam, when we read under the protection of Srila Prabhupada, we are protected actually. We are protected because the purport is there. We don't have to speculate anything. We don't have to, oh, is it like that? Is it like that? We don't have to do, because already Prabhupada has given. This is the purport. This is the for example. Is everything is given in this. So that way we are very safe and we are protected. And that way we read Mahabharata, and Mahabharata is for everyone actually. Like all the actually this the whole Mahabharata is just like I was listening to lecture for His Holiness Rasamrita Maharaj. He gives so much information. Mahabharata, everything is there. So the whole thing, because Krishna is Krishna's hand. You can feel Krishna's hand in every action. All these things, Krishna is protecting the devotees. So that is the whole purpose. Mahabharata is like a example, proof, where Krishna is saying, Name Bhakta Pranashyati, my devotee will not be vanquished. Whatever circumstances, whatever happens, Krishna is there to protect the devotee. So Mahabharata is like a big example where we can see where Krishna protected up to the... Even though Bhishmadeva was a great devotee, no, I don't care. Because you took the side of adharma, you will be punished. So this is the... So that way we have a lot of things to learn. And here we are going to read further where Vyasadeva is going to explain Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, a couple of days ago when Aniruddha Prabhu gave the class, he mentioned about this one point. I'll just want to repeat that. Vyasadeva, I think Aniruddha Prabhu was quoting His Holiness Banu Maharaj's class in his class, saying that Vyasadeva recompiled the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vyasadeva recompiled Srimad Bhagavatam. Because this is like a... See, Vyasadeva, already everything is done. 18 Puranas are done and all the... So, still he was feeling despondent, and then Narada Muni came, and then you directly glorify the Lord. So, this is like a... We get another... This is a cream actually. So, already this is like a... Bhavatam, it's like a cream. And then again we are getting Vyasadeva after his lamentation, then he put all his this thing, and then this is now we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam. So, this is like a cream. So, we are getting... And this we should... take to a heart action. That way, once we read Dasanityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Bhagavati Uttama Sloke, Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Every devotee, his main aim is the Bhakti. Krishna Bhakti has to be as an irrevocable fact, it should be installed in our heart. That is everybody's desire. That's why we are here. So, what we should do is, that's it, take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, take shelter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. That way, we can be protected always, and then we will be under the Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki, Bhakti will be established in our heart as irrevocable. It will not be taken away by any circumstances. Stop here. If there is any questions or comments. Question and answer by you only. If you have a question, means you have to give the answer also. I'm about to tell, like questions, you can ask questions. Jagannath Ram Prabhu is there to answer. Yes. Yes. Yes, Prabhu. Yes. Yeah, I think. Whatever I heard, I'm letting you know. But the more, I think that's what Aniruddha Prabhu said in the class. You know, like, Banu Maharaj was here. He, in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, he said, Vyasadeva recompiled. Like, this is a. Initially, it was. Everything was compiled, and then Vyasadeva, because that's what they say, no? Like four Vedas and Upanishads, Puranas. So when you say Puranas, automatically Bhagavata Purana is included in that. And then after feeling that also, he was feeling despondent. So then Narada Muni instructed, you have not directly glorified the Lord. So this is like a version 2 type of thing. Like it's like a modified. This is like he puts full effort into that. That's when we see all this Savaipum Samparo Dharmayato Bhakti Ratokshati. So this is like a after understanding and after Narada's instruction, Vyasadeva has recompiled Srimad Bhagavatam. This is my again. This is the best person to answer is Banu, His Holiness Banu Maharaj. But at least the point was very valid, because if you see in the order also, like first all the 18 Puranas are there that compiled, but still he was feeling. That means, you know, like the way we see Srimad Bhagavatam now, maybe it's like then previously it was there, but it's like a pure devotional service was not fully given priority. But now pure devotional service is the main. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says Bhagavata Purana Amalam Purana. So much so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says it's a spotless Purana. There are so many Puranas are there, but he says this Amalam Purana. So that is the more we can, I think, If somebody can write to Bhanu Maharaj about this, seek some clarification on it, for our benefit actually, because see, he said, and Anirudha Prabhu quoted in the class, so if somebody can write a message, Maharaj, this is what, you will get a one-line answer anyway, yes or no, or something like that, that's all right, but at least you will get something. Anything else? I think, one second, sir. I was about to get the sloka, but I could not find the sloka. But your question is like very, very sages were asking the same question actually. There are so many scriptures are there, so much of information is there. And you please give me the condensed form. That's why they are asking, Sutta Goswami, they are asking. You give them a condensed form. Otherwise, you know, like you go and study Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Atharva Veda. That will be, we need 4 lifetimes for that actually. Just we don't have time. So that is why when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada said, no, like we start with Bhagavad Gita. Start Bhagavad Gita giving like a, this is like a basics of spiritual life. And then once we study Bhagavad Gita, we study Srimad Bhagavatam. And then we go to Chaitanya Charitamrita and other literature we can do. But again, it is not this thing that, okay, sometimes people, oh, I have not started reading only Bhagavad Gita, so I won't touch you. Not like that. When Prabhupada said, when we don't read Bhagavatam directly, we don't go to the 10th canto and discuss all the confidential pastimes. But we can still read Bhagavad Gita, still read Bhagavatam. Doesn't matter. Like whatever state we are in, we are still, because this is the purification process. Whatever state we are in, this is the purification. Because it's not like somebody says, you want me to chant Hare Krishna, I will get purified and then I will chant Hare Krishna. That will never happen, because the chanting only is going to purify us. It's not that, okay, one day you will become purified. How are you going to get purified? Same way, by reading Bhagavad Gita, reading Bhagavatam only, the purification will happen, and the desire to read more, chant more, that will happen because of that only. So that's when we are protected. We are reading, not just like a, that's why whenever we tell people, you read the whole purport. Not just read only the sloka. We are not that advanced, are not that elevated to read only the sloka and try to understand all the Vedic conclusions. No, we are not. So we read sloka, purport. Purport is very important. Purport are the Prabhupada's, has put so much effort into the purport and all his realizations, ecstasies, and also the previous acharyas. Previous acharyas' messages are there. So that way he is presenting everything. Even this today's sloka was saying, Vyasadeva is saying, I am presenting all the messages of disciplic succession through Mahabharata. Not that Vyasadeva is not just his own things. Same way Prabhupada, whatever the previous acharyas, Vishwanath, Chakravarti Thakur, and Baladeva Vidyabhusha, all these things he is presenting in these purports. That's why purports are very important. So for us, I'm saying for us, Bhagavad Gita, the starter, we can start. And even if somebody says, even I'm not ready for Bhagavad Gita, they can start reading the paperback books actually. Now tomorrow the marathon, Srila Prabhupada marathon starts. So it's very, very good opportunity. Paperback books, so we can start distributing paperback books. Doesn't matter if you can't distribute big books, Mahabhag book, no problem. It's still journey to other planets, that easy journey, that beyond birth and death, or chant, all these things, even one book, that one, actually the books are very, very thing. Certain areas you can't go, the book can go. It's very, very important. Sometimes people keep the book, and you may not know when they will take up the book actually. This is the thing, they may pick up the book any time. So that way we can read. And Prabhupada said the books are not only for distribution, for reading also. This is very important. Sometimes, this book is very good. What is, this is a very good book you read. But what is in it? So we have to read also. Somehow, we read the book and then we distribute the book also. It is, Srila Prabhupada marathon is starting. It's very, very auspicious and glorious. So many books, so many devotees are fired up and distributing Prabhupada's